Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation around the world. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is absolutely fucking evil Wednesday, because you can't have nothing else in this goddamn country. I mean, this is the sickest. We're surpassing the worst of the fucking worst. We're almost up there with the goddamn Khazarian Empire. Any rate, it's Wednesday. It's the 6th day of October 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 55 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we had a little rain last night, and I think looks like the sun's shining out there right now, but Laura was saying somewhere down the forecast there, she was looking, and it was actually showing a flake of snow. We'll see. At any rate, let's see what we're going to get into today. Texas officials bracing for what may be the largest group of illegal migrants ever to swarm the border. Illegal migrants. What's wrong with that picture, people? They're illegal fucking aliens. That's a goddamn army coming. How would you like to have 60,000 to march with you right now to pick up their arms and fucking go to fucking stop this shit? How would you like to have that? I mean, fucking, this is unbelievable. We'll get into it in a second.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time gone by, seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. I mean, this is like, you know, reruns. We just keep watching it. Watching our country, because we talked about the fact that there's 7 billion people on this planet, and the fucking EM can come. There's not going to, what the fuck are we paying for Border Patrol for? Fire every one of those son of a bitches. They're doing nothing. At least if they're not there to fucking try to legitimize this fucking invasion, we can call it exactly what it is, and that's a goddamn invasion. The fucking, a fucking militia military should be fucking raised to go down there, and we should drive every one of these son of a bitches out of our country. They're coming in unlawfully. A fucking illegal immigrant. It's no such fucking thing. And a migrant moves about. They're coming here to take what we fucking have, and we're fucking letting them do it. Texas state officials are preparing for a group of 60,000 Haitian migrants attempting to enter the United States. They're not enter illegally. They're fucking, what's, if it's illegal, how come they're not arrested and it ain't stopped? They try to act like they said, oh, they sent 6,000. No, they fucking didn't. It's just like from the beginning of Trump. I don't care what nobody says. Nobody was ever fucking sent back. No matter what propaganda they put on that fucking propaganda machine, they changed the law a few years back so that they could use propaganda on we the people. They don't have to tell you the truth, and they don't tell you the fucking truth. If they told you the fucking truth, it's like old George Bush when he got caught with the open mic. They'd be hanging by the goddamn street lamps all the way down the in every fucking city and town and state. According to a report from the Washington Examiner, the number of Haitian migrants headed to the United States could be four times the size of the group that made it across in Del Rio last month. You see, they're not attempting anything. They're fucking coming here, and nobody's there. The people you paid to fucking protect your borders aren't there to stop them. They're there to assist them. And you fucking know it. And still everybody just keeps going on like, well, there's nothing we can do. Leading to chaos as 15,000 people camped under an international bridge waiting to be taken into federal custody. I love that. Waiting to be taken into federal custody, my fucking ball sack. Waiting to have the fucking paperwork turned out. Waiting to get handed a goddamn bus ticket or a plane ticket to wherever they fucking want to go in this United States. Are being put on fucking planes and just distributed just here and there. So we can have fucking... They want the third world here. You're getting the fucking third world. Get used to it. Get ready to live in the fucking jungle. Everybody's going to be in the fucking jungle. Except for the fucking... Well, what do they call themselves? The ruling class. The ruling class, and then everybody else is just a goddamn fucking low-life fucking third world piece of shit. And that includes you and me. Even though we can trace our ancestry clear back to before the beginning of this goddamn country. This fucking place belongs to us. It has been taken through fucking acts of fucking fraud, deception, fucking treason. Why? Because we fucking allowed it. Taken into federal custody. Oh, what a terrible thing for a fucking one of you. If it was you or me, it'd be a terrible fucking thing. For them, it's a fucking check and a fucking plane ticket and fucking, I'm sure they just, make sure they're a welcoming committee to fucking set them up. Throw some fucking American national who can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country and beyond and fucking take their fucking house and give it to one of these third world fucking mongrels so they can, well, they'll remodel it so it looks like the shit in their fucking country. This is unfucking believable, people. They're telling you they're fucking coming, and nothing's going to stop them. They have no intent to enforce their own policy. It's not fucking law. The law would be that they would have to take that fucking land, the land that they're going to give these son of a bitches from each individual one of us through the common law process in a common law court with a common law jury, common law sheriff, common law judge, and a common law coroner. They would have to file against each and every fucking one of us to take one smidgen of anything from us, and they fucking know it. That's why they fucking declared war on that Bill of Rights. They know they are in gross violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute, unalienable law of we the people, ratified December 15, 1791. The highest law in this fucking land, and we the people are the highest jurisdiction, and they're just fucking, you know what they're saying? They're saying, fuck you in your jurisdiction. That's what they're doing. Goddamn, I guess we're punk then, huh? I guess you better just fucking throw that fucking gun down. You like shining it, man. You've become addicted to shining it. You shine it, all the fucking bluing off in it. God damn it. State and local enforcement are not allowed to arrest illegal aliens for immigration crimes. Of course not. Immigration crimes. I want a common law court down there. I want to charge them motherfuckers with fucking seizing my fucking property without due process of the law. Oh, that's never going to happen because the first thing they fucking did when they started this communist, fascist, fucking corporate takeover was to work on and finally remove the common law courts where the people's authority is exercised, leaving only the second article. As our way to protect ourselves from these fucking idiots. But goddamn hell, if the people are too afraid to fucking exercise a right, I guess they don't have it. I guess you don't have that second article right. You're too fucking afraid to fucking use it. I know the people on this fucking broadcast, I mean the trenchers, you're not afraid to use it. And there's a plenty of us that are gonna fucking use it. But these fuckers, you know, that lead follower, get the fuck out of the way, they won't do none of the above. They want to just fucking, they want to sit in the fucking way. They want to talk about things. That's when you fucking can tag a fucking coward to the max. Somebody fucking, tough son of a bitch, man. You're going to fucking kick everybody's give. Step up and just say, step up, motherfucker. And then they want to, they don't, they lead with their mouth. They start fucking talking shit, you know, instead of fucking fighting. And you just fucking floor them and that's it. It's over. You led with your fucking face. You led with your mouth, stupid. You ain't tough. Fucking sickening pricks. Texas National Guard is gearing up at the border for increased caravans attempting to cross the border caused by Biden's open border. How can Biden, who has no fucking, he has no legislative authority, and he has no fucking authority to give away what belongs to we the people. Has Biden taken you to court? Because he hasn't taken me to court, but he's given away what's mine. I guess he just awarded himself whatever they said on that thing today. They conjured up this authority. Oh, well, yeah, but you didn't realize it, but he's working for the Queen, and, the Queen's still, you're still a fucking subject of the Queen. we got you to believe that shit. Go ahead and fight all the way across this country, the blood, the fucking death, to fucking bring its resources to bear. Now the Queen wants her shit. And she wants you fucking bowing at her fucking fat ass little fucking feet. Well, I'll never bow. I will fucking hang your fucking ass, you dirty fucking whore. Get out of my goddamn country. This belongs to the American Nationals. Fuck, it's time, people. It's time to put up or fucking shut up, I guess. Maybe we'll just turn this shit off. Governor Abbott tweeted, they are working with the Texas Department of Public Safety to seal surge locations at the border and arrest trespassers. But they're going to see what's here. The Examiner report continued to say that another 60,000 Haitians are headed to the United States border beyond the 20,000 who made it to Del Rio last month. They got arrested too, didn't they, for trespassing? What's the penalty for trespassing? I mean, the maximum penalty that there could possibly be in any fucking county for trespassing. Think about it. And when they're released, you're not allowed to release them nowhere but in the United States, and then you can give them their fucking money. This is just all fucking, this is just for show. They're just bringing more people down there to give your fucking country away. These motherfuckers think they can give your fucking, Border Patrol, you're fucking fired. This is not what you were hired to do. This is not what, goddamn, you're violating your contract if nothing fucking else. You were hired to guard these borders, to keep people from coming in who have no fucking right to be here, to come from taking from a fucking American. And I love the way they're talking about the fact that there's this huge labor shortage in this country. Horse fucking shit. I mean, if you won't take that vaccine, there's a shortage. But these son of a bitches, you want what I tell you. I'm telling you this day what the fuck is today. This is October the 6th, 2021. I'm telling you right fucking now that that you will see these son of a bitches start, go to the doctor and be some Haitian that can't even speak fucking English. They are here to take those fucking jobs, people. And they will not have to take that fucking death shot. These are the fuckers they want left. The ones that they can control. The ones they want dead are those that they can't control. That would be you and me. Because we have a Bill of Rights. We are the fucking masters of this goddamn country. And they fucking know it. They can't fucking come right out. I mean, just like the Supreme Court. Please, Supreme Court. Step up and say, we're just removing that Bill of Rights. Let's fucking get this shit on. Let's get it over with. Many of the Haitians have lived safely in South America for years, meaning that they do not require the asylum some attempt to claim. Don't matter, they're coming. Fuck that. All this fucking bullshit, it's just like, you know, the argument with the guns. Oh, well, the criminals won't follow the laws and law-abiding citizens, this will put a heavy burden on them. That's your fucking argument for your fucking, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. That's your argument for that. That's why do you think that fucking they bring it into these goddamn star chamber, administrative admiralty courts? Well, yes, so I'll have to agree with the plaintiff. That other shit. I mean, no, because it's because of the argument. Why can't somebody just pick that fucking piece of paper up and say, what does that fucker say? I mean, right in court, it says, what does this fucker say? It says, shall not be infringed, period, doesn't it? Anything that infringes on it would be past that period, wouldn't it? or any of the rest of our procedural due process? Wouldn't it? Can you fucking read? Are you going to just fucking tell me, shove my fucking rights up my ass? I don't have them. And then we can start Lexington and Concord all fucking over again. And this goddamn time, they're going to try. They know this shit's coming down. And they're going to try. Everybody's got to fucking, the people with the fucking big, that have made the big bucks off the misery all these years when this shit have been fucking dealt with, goddamn generations ago. The people that have made the big bucks and fucking, they've, been a part of, rubbed elbows, man. They've even went and testified in front of Congress and shit. Well, they see they're planning on being the new corporate fucking elite. And they have no problem selling your goddamn rights. As long as they get privileges for doing so. To make sure you understand that, make sure you see them coming. When you see them coming, blow their goddamn heads off. They're fucking traitors. It's that Bill of Rights as it is fucking written, and that is the fucking law of we the people. That is our autonomy. That's our liberty. That's our freedom. That's our right to own fucking property. That's our right to own our own goddamn bodies. They're fucking, trying to argue about fucking, Bill of Rights doesn't give you the right to fucking own your own fucking body. We could tell you to take a shot. No, you fucking can't. That's a seizure of my fucking body and an invasion of my body without due process of the law, motherfucker. And due process of the law goes all the way to the goddamn jury, right? And then you're going to prove you think that you should be able to fucking seize me and fucking invade my fucking body. And you're going to be, does he have some kind of disease or something? Not that we know of, but he could. See, this country can't be run on fucking coulds or maybes. That's the way it was run over in old England. That's why they could just tromp on anybody once. That's why you had a fucking elite. Because they had the fucking goddamn paid fucking mercenaries to back their fucking bullshit on the fucking people that they kept weak through starvation, through fucking deprivation. And I'm fucking, you're my fucking sub, you're my bitch, you're my boy. Oh, here comes the king. Bow. I'll piss on right on your fucking face, you prick. Vermont, 76% of September COVID deaths were fully vaccinated. See, that would be, you think, we got him. That's a good one. But still, COVID death. There ain't no such fucking thing as COVID-19. You got it? See, they're going to, this is fucking classic fucking propaganda. And you know who taught, we talk about Goebbels all the time, but you know who taught the goddamn Germans how to run a secret police service? The fucking Russians. That's who. This is Stasi shit we're facing. We're facing what East Germans had to fucking live through when the Berlin Wall was up. That's what we're facing. That's what they want to try to do here. They think they're going to muscle us, man. And if we don't get fucking mean and we don't take them fucking guns and whip their fucking asses out of this goddamn country and then fucking punish them crush the fucking monarchies of this fucking world. I'm sure the people in fucking England are ready. I'm sure the people in fucking France, everywhere that's under a fucking goddamn totalitarian fucking dictatorship is ready to crush the son of a bitch. And it all leads back to those crown heads of Europe's and the goddamn Rothschilds, and you fucking know it. The G8. G8. The government eight, it's seven now because fucking Russia got the boot. But the G7, we're going to meet outside your country, outside the borders of the United States. And we're going to make fucking policies because we already been making policies for fucking all these fucking years since 1791 that we're going to, and we're going to force you to fucking follow them. Like that UN, fucking like Biden telling, he wants to turn over the enforcement of the gun laws to the fucking UN. Do it! Do it, you son of a bitch. You want to see, man, and people are going to see, all these people that have fucking backed this shit, when this breaks loose, and it can't not break loose, they're going to see goddamn rivers of fucking blood. There's going to be fucking death and dying, and they're going to think about how they were crying around about fucking some baby reached over a fucking fence as an invader into this country. And they're going to be looking at their own fucking children laying there dead in the blood and the guts and all the fucking shit. That's what's coming. And there will be so many people fucking wiped out. It'd be like, well, we just did it to save 500 lives. We fucking sacrifice fucking, 10 million lives to save, because we can't afford to waste 500 lives when we want everybody dead anyway. Just read the fucking Georgia Guidestones. And you'd have to be a goddamn, well, you'd have to be a moron to believe any of this shit, people. Have to be. Anyway, so here we are again. You know, what you would think would be, yeah, right on. You know, they're telling you, yeah, no, because it says that COVID doesn't exist. This is how these old propagandist cocksuckers work. They'll fucking, they throw it, they'll have you saying it. And once you get to saying it, I mean, goddamn it, but they didn't get away with 9/11, man. The people held their ground on that. Now most people, if they're still stupid enough to believe, they keep it to their fucking self, because they are a minute, tiny minority of fucking the most ignorant fucking people to ever breathe air. Vermont, 76% of recent deaths are breakthrough cases. It has breakthrough in parentheses. Despite having some of the highest vaccination rates in the country, the six New England states are grappling with effects of the Delta surge. See, that's what they do. They gave you the shot. They kill you for the flu that everybody, there's never been a cure for. But, you know, they said, oh, that's that thing we can't identify, that, you know, we were 40 slides on a computer simulation thing, and there, we have nothing. We cannot fucking identify any such fucking virus known as COVID-19. And we can't identify the fucking immunity, because COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. We're going to keep fucking saying it, and it's the goddamn truth. Effects of the Delta. What is the Delta surge? Well, I think it'd be a combination of the fucking smoke we had to fucking breathe this summer, along with the fucking people who fucking were stupid enough to let them put a biological weapon into their fucking arm that's designed to kill them. That's the Delta surge. Because there can't be a surge, or there can't be a variant of something that never existed, could there? Delta surge in cases and the strains on the healthcare system. Oh, the strains on the healthcare. Oh, my God. There is no healthcare system for fucking, just the fucking elite in this country anymore. You guys realize that, right? I mean, fuck, if you'll come in and take the death shot, which, I mean, hell, you ain't gonna live. I'm not making any estimates, but I can't, the way they're hurrying this, and because they are far behind, because people, I don't care what they pump through their propaganda machine, people are going, fuck, man, anything pushed that hard, yeah, you better stay away from it. And so they, and what do? They do what the tyrants do. They squeeze harder. They push harder. They try to force you to do it here. I'll take your job. I'll fucking, and that's coercion. And are they charged with fucking coercion for trying to force us to do something we do not want to do when we're the fucking authority here? I mean, did you give me procedural due process, motherfucker? No, you didn't. Because that's what you want rid of. That's what the ACLU wants rid of. That's what Southern Poverty Law Center wants rid of. That's what these communists, these fascists, these fucking corporate pricks want rid of. Because if, as long as that is on the fucking books, it can be enforced. Because that second article's fucking just as real. That it takes a fucking backbone and it takes balls, and you just, we gotta do it. Do it or die. How about that? Do or die. That's where we're at. Case counts in Vermont, which has continually boasted about high vaccinations and low hospitalizations and death rates, are the highest during the pandemic. Well, yeah, they would be if everybody's taking the fucking death shot and they're calling it the Delta variant when you get sick. I mean, come on. No, we're not that stupid. Just 8 of the 33 Vermonters who died of COVID in September were unvaccinated. Who died of COVID? COVID doesn't exist. Show me the fucking study or shut the fuck up and quit saying it exists. See, but they got there. I just said it to myself. I just said it for them, didn't I? Hey, the COVID. I mean, we're supposed to be like, yeah, see? The vaccine's bad. They didn't do nothing. The people who died of COVID. No, nobody died of fucking COVID, because COVID doesn't exist. COVID does not exist. COVID does not exist. COVID does not exist. Fuck you, Mangala. Fuck the Russians that taught you how to fucking do your propaganda. Suck on it, buddy. The head of the UMass Memorial Health, the largest health system in central Massachusetts, said recently that regional hospitals were seeing nearly 20 times more COVID patients than in June, and there isn't an ICU bed to spare. You didn't fire a whole bunch of fucking people because they wouldn't take that goddamn shot, did ya? And you just don't have the fucking people to deal with, nothing. With the Delta version, I mean, gosh, see, it's so, they try to confuse you and make it all confusing. It's not the Delta, it is the Delta version, but it's the fucking, it is, the poisoning from the fucking biological agent that they pumped in their fucking arms. That's why there's fucking people going to the hospital, because they're sick, because the shot's killing them. And I gotta believe that, you know, the when it really kicks in, I mean, they're just claiming like 500 a fucking day we're losing, people to that fucking shot. But at some point in the ball game, you know, you can't deny when you start tripping over the fucking bodies. And then it's going, I just wonder what the fucking word's going to be. Oh, it was the gamma beta 4721 variant of it that killed them. It wasn't the fucking vaccine. Of course it fucking wasn't. Jesus, people. They think of us as fucking imbeciles, and we do everything we can not to disappoint them, I swear. It begins. Woman in renal failure denied life-saving procedure because she's unvaccinated. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent by Gideon. Now we just read one. It said that, I mean, all the coronavirus, which there is no coronavirus. This is all fucking horseshit. And it's just like trying to talk about the Constitution that never existed. It's like trying to, you know, talk about any kind of the history, because all the history that's been written is a fucking lie. But since you were just a little kid, when you went in first grade, and you know your ABCs if your parents give you shit about you at all. But when you get to second, third grade, when they're fourth grade, for sure they used to start teaching you history. And you're taught that, oh, God, you should worship all these people. George Washington, oh, the father of our country, the father of fucking us, plain and simple. That dirty fucking rotten Masonic son of a bitch. Hey, the first fucking Congress steps right up, violates the fucking Article 5 of the document that they just ratified through themselves, not by we the people, not binding to we the people whatsoever, and declare jurisdictional authority over every American. And in 1791 we said, fuck you, no! We have the jurisdictional authority over fucking you! I'll come tap your ass on the shoulder and call you out on your individual capacity, and I'll have my fucking warrant in my fucking hand, son of a bitch. We've got to get rid of those goddamn common law. Can't imagine that. They got rid of the fucking common law courts. A court system that was set up by we the people so that we could have autonomy, self-rule. And them son of a bitches got rid of it right in front of our fucking eyes. And people just, you know, they got into that thing where, you know, everybody, it's payday. We all just work for somebody. We're the working class, you see. We're not entrepreneurs like our forefathers were. We don't have that goddamn, debt-free currency that we were guaranteed. I mean, goddamn it, they broke the fucking goddamn contract. I mean, debt-free, you let some fucking outsider in here that has no goddamn interest but to steal from us? And that's the only place, you need a monetary system, so we're gonna bring these fucking thieves. We're gonna bring Al Capone in to run your fucking books. How about that? This is going down in history. Well, you know, you see a lot more on the Roman Empire. I've been looking at that a lot lately. And it was so fucking corrupt. And I mean, cutthroat. You couldn't believe somebody if they told, just like I say, you know, all the time, you can't believe somebody if they tell you the sun's shining. That's how dirty, rotten, backstabbing, but they were all the elites at the top. And you know what? Everybody else got to be a fucking slave. What a wonderful fucking place. What a place to celebrate. Wow, the great Roman Empire. What an awesome history they had. No, they were fucking degenerate pieces of fucking garbage. Every fucking one of them at the top. You know, they had slaves working in the fucking royal palaces and stuff. And if it's a guy's wife, I'm taking her, and the guy will have to walk in and serve him while he's fucking his old lady. This is the kind of shit these sick-minded son of a bitches want back. And you ain't gonna fucking get it, because I personally would rather be dead. And I ain't just gonna fucking die for you. Sick motherfuckers. We'll be right back.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Burning hell before I sail my rights away from me. It's high time.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Hogdaw with Get Some. Now time to give some. Think about it. Anyway, it begins. Woman in renal, I guess that's the kidneys, failure, denied life-saving procedure because she's unvaccinated. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the Trenches, worldreport.com. A woman with stage 5 renal failure is being denied life-saving care, not by a single doctor, but by an entire industry in Colorado because she hasn't taken the COVID-19. It isn't the COVID-19 vaccine. See how they play this fucking game. COVID-19 doesn't exist, and it is not a fucking vaccine. Both are fucking, you go right to their own goddamn sites and they'll tell you. But no, we'll just keep saying it over and over, and these stupid-ass Americans, they'll start saying it for us. Not me. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There is no fucking vaccine. It's a goddamn biological agent designed for fucking an international genocide. Got it? Lutali needs a new kidney, and she has a donor. Yet UC Health and others are refusing to perform the transplant because Lutali is religiously opposed to taking the vaccine. Now she's either, that's everybody, you know, all these things I see come up. Oh, you learn how to religious exemption. No. You don't understand the fucking law, you stupid pricks. That is a maximum in the law. You can claim a fucking religious exemption, but that's what you have to, you know how you have to do it? You have to have that procedural due process and you have to have a goddamn court to do it in. You take that into their goddamn administrative admiralty and they'll go, yeah, it's unconstitutional, but people, you can't see that yet. To be clear, Lutali is not on a list waiting to receive a kidney ahead of a dying child or another individual. She has a friend, Jamie Fogner, who is ready and willing to donate her kidney, yet the doctors are refusing to help her. When a doctor refuses to provide care which they know will save a person's life, can this be called anything short of murder? I mean, let's just keep playing around. No, they can't. The bottom line is they can't do none of this shit. We are being denied procedural due process at every fucking encounter. And they're just saying, well, we've bestowed this power upon ourselves to violate your goddamn law. To violate the supreme law of this land. That makes us the supreme law of the land just by saying so. I think that's what they tried at Lexington and Concord, huh? It's your choice on what treatment you have. In Lelina's case, the choice has been taken from her. Her life has now been held hostage because of this mandate, Fogner told CBS Denver. I say, that's not coercion. You see, the whole thing here is, it's not the religious exemption. You don't need no religious exemption. You just need to say no. The only way you can force me to do any goddamn thing, you have to get jurisdictional fucking authority over me, and the only way to do it is to follow the procedures in that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the common law for this fucking country, in the common law court, right up to a jury verdict saying that you have jurisdiction over me, then you can tell me something. Other than that, motherfucker, you are fucking violating the procedural due process in that fucking document. You are guilty of sedition and fucking treason. And the medical industry, I mean, they're just like everybody else. You know, fucking people, people grow up, you know, they fucking, most people just want to be left alone. They just want to live their lives. You know, and they have, you know, they find things during the course of their lives, hunting, fishing, maybe skiing, boating, whatever they fucking like to do, and that's their entertainment and stuff. They just want to live and be left alone. But these motherfuckers are not going to leave you alone. And so I don't care who you are, sooner or later, this is coming to your fucking door. Mark my words. And you will fight, or you will be fucking, or take a knee, and let, just let them kill you. Put your fucking arm out. They'll kill you. They got no problem with it. They ain't afraid of you if you stick your own arm out and let them do it without no fucking risk to their own fucking lives. Make no mistake about that. Jesus. It's your choice, my ass. But see, both women religiously object to taking the vaccine, but how do you fucking apply your religious exemption, which is a maximum in the fucking law that is the Bill of Rights, which is the common law for this United States of America? How do you invoke that right? Well, you do it through the procedures laid out in that fucking document, beginning with the fucking fourth article. You charge them with fucking seizing your body in the first place. Without due process of law, as required under the fifth article. And then you have your procedure through the sixth, seventh, and eighth. I mean, you have your goddamn day in court, and you tell them, hey, these son of a bitches are trying to force me to do something I don't, they want to take and put something in my body I don't want in my fucking body. I do need this kidney operation. And they're using that as a coercion tool to try to get me to get something that I know will kill me. I probably won't live through the fucking operation. Well, this is, well, you see, this is how the fucking sleazy-ass old communist pricks sleaze in. Instead of coming right at you, man, and fucking trading bullets, they sleaze in. Now, this is just the first time you're going to hear this, you know, off this person here. But, I mean, they go this fucking far? How desperate are they? They are desperate people because they know that we have the fucking means to wipe them off this fucking planet, plain and simple. But we've always had it. Why we have allowed this, I'll never understand, probably till the day I die, why it was allowed to go on generationally for so fucking long. These dirty, low-down, I mean, these motherfuckers have proven that they are fucking inbred fucking retards. I mean, and the ones they put out in front of you, like on fucking your propaganda fucking people, you know, daddy's a fucking ambassador over here, or daddy's a fucking ex-congressman, or I was the president's fucking spokesperson for fucking George Bush. This is the fucking people they got up in front of. And they talk about shit like this now. They'll talk about the death and dying. They always watch them. They're smiling. It's so funny. They just smile. They're happy. They're just so happy, and while they're telling you about all of these terrible fucking things that are going on that are unlawful, and that's unconstitutional, by the way. Fuck that Constitution. It did not provide the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights put that motherfucker in its place. Beneath the people. Beneath the people's jurisdiction. And the problem again is fucking people, it's us. It's us. We have fucking failed to fucking do our duty for our fucking progeny. Do our duty to our, for our country. I mean, for our, fuck, even the country, for our fucking selves. And our fucking children. For the people. All we had to, ever had to do was enforce that goddamn law. We've always had the means. We just fucking don't do it. I don't get it. Both women religiously object to taking the vaccine. Well, take your religious fucking argument and take it into the administrative admiralty court, and let's see how that works for you, okay? You can pay about $40,000 for fucking lawyers, and they'll all sit around fucking splitting up the fucking cash while you're told, yes, you will take the fucking vaccine. Because we have a local ordinance here that says that in an emergency situation, we can cancel your fucking rights. Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but that would be a fucking violation of the ninth article of the fucking unalienable law of this goddamn country of we the people and our fucking jurisdictional authority. You cannot have any such power. It is forbidden. It is that chain that binds. But the chain won't bind if you fucking hand them the key and then run like fucking cowards. At the end of August, they confirmed that there was no COVID. See, here I'm saying it. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There was no COVID shot needed at the time. See, the COVID shot, see how they throw it in there. But this is that's what I'm talking about, Goebbels. But I mean, like I said, Goebbels, the fucking Germans learned their Secret Service techniques from the fucking Russians, man. They have always been, and who are they? The fucking Jews. Oi, 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 oi. The Zionist fucking Jews. The Khazarians, the lowest fucking form of life to ever exist on this planet. And they destroy shit just for the fucking fun of it. Was shot was not needed at the time, said Lutela. Fast forward to September 28th. That's when I found out, Jamie learned, they have this policy. They got this policy. Now, this person jumped straight to their fucking Bill of Rights. I mean, under the 14th Amendment, I'm sure they went and talked to a lawyer. Under the 14th Amendment, that's not equal treatment. No, if they refuse everybody a fucking religious exemption, under the 14th, the unlawful, fucking criminal, fucking 14th Amendment, if they refuse everybody the fucking religious exemption, see, that's the end of it. Because that's what they say, equal treatment, that is equal. Nothing is equal to nothing, right? So if they do it to everybody, then they can do it to everybody. That's why the Bill of Rights is the fucking law. Because they can't do it to you as an individual. That's why they had to get rid of our courts. Just think at the fucking, I'm telling you, that's where the ruination of this country came from. Allowing them to remove those fucking courts. People should have fucking, like now they're, you know, they're going to these school board meetings. They're finally feeling the effects of the fucking communism that they let seep into this country. That the fucking corporate elite in this country, that the goddamn industrial fuckers in this country allowed to leech in so that they could fucking have, well, their corporate welfare and their fucking all the goodies and stuff just for a handful of them and fuck the rest of us. You're just fucking goddamn goyim. Police around, the COVID shot. See here, man. I just said it again. COVID-19 doesn't exist. I'm sorry. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Shot for both the donor and the recipient. Lutela, received a letter last week from the hospital telling her they are refusing to, perform the life-saving surgery because she is, quote, non-compliant by not receiving the, there it is. COVID-19. I'm saying it for them. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It does not fucking exist. Never been studied to isolate it. Does not fucking exist. 0 + 0 = 0. In a statement, UCH Health says that this is how this reads. This is what, this is, you know, we were playing around with words the other day and I was telling you guys how it can fucking throw you off, you know. This is what it reads. In a statement, UHC Health says that they want her to have the, now we can go along real fast and hit that. I mean, I know it's there. I read the son of a bitch and I've already laughed about it. I know what to say. In a statement, UCH Health says they want her to have the vaccine because it may help her after the surgery. I've decided that, you know, fucking, I got this idea that, hell, I think you should have a hit of LSD before your fucking shot. Well, I don't care if, I mean, I just believe it. It's my belief, man. I got a right to my beliefs, don't I? And if my beliefs say that I should be able to put something into your fucking body that might kill you, that is killing 500 fucking people a week. I mean, they talk about 600,000 have died of COVID by fucking ballsack. And nobody died of fucking the flu. Nobody died of cancer. Nobody died of a car crash. Just all 600,000 people died. It's all that fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You didn't get me there, did you? I'm not saying it for you, am I? Because it may help her after surgery, you betcha. For transplant patients who contract... COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. The mortality rate ranges from about 20% to more than 30%. That couldn't have nothing to do with the fucking... Wonder what the operation was before this shit came along. Do you? They don't tell you that. This is an uptick of any kind. No, that's just probably the normal fucking survival fucking rate. This shows the extreme risk. No, it don't. It don't show shit. You have no comparison. You've set no standard to use these numbers for. They think they can throw any fucking number out there. And it's just, oh, well, that's what the number is. Can't you read numbers? Well, yeah, but I got to have something to fucking work with here because I understand math. And math, you got to have a standard to start from before you can make a calculation, don't you? I mean, I ain't the smartest person in the fucking world. But I know fucking 1 + 1 = 2. And this COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Poses to transplant recipients after their surgeries. But Lutela and Forgner, both know the risks and are willing to sign a waiver. There's no fucking, well, Well, this is, they're just playing this game. They want you to go for that religious exemption because they get a rule on it, don't you know? Now, see, if you were taking that as a maximum in the law of the fucking law of this land, which is that Bill of Rights, ratified December 15, 1791, and the procedures, and you ran them through the fucking procedures, you know, you could make your fucking case for the First Amendment. I mean, for the first, oh God, see, they got me saying amendment. For the first fucking article. The fact that, I mean, you wouldn't have to use that to start with. You could just say, you can't fucking take control over me and tell me anything. I've had no procedural due process and you're telling me you're going to do this or die. I think that's called fucking, that's the coercion on, you know, that's like with the Godfather. In 2 seconds, either your fucking name's going to be on this piece of paper or your fucking brains are. That's a free choice. Well, you could choose to get your brains blown out if you want to. That makes it a free choice. So how fucking, I ain't going to say it. But until you have went through that procedural due process and fucking satisfied every fucking element of it to the letter, you cannot get any authority over me to tell me anything or any other American national in this goddamn country. You fucking pricks. That's why they removed your courts, people. You have no courts that'll control you. But if you know who you are and you're ready to stand on your fucking rights and you will not budge, they have nothing over you either because their courts are fucking unlawful fucking acts of treason. A running act of treason since fucking Lincoln declared martial law all those fucking years ago. That was the first fucking act of blatant ass treason against the people and their fucking authority. And the people should have just fucking turned on. They should have just grabbed up that Bill of Rights. But I mean, I'm sure there were writs that were already written. And the goddamn writs were being received and were being received correctly. And they were talking about arresting the son of a bitch. And then so he just had them arrested by his military fucking coup. He fucking had the military arrest the fucking judges. Oh, that was fucking within the fucking bounds of the fucking law, right? And it's like the slavery existed before it. From 1791, every person that was enslaved past 1791, that's because we let it. We let them be enslaved. They allowed it to happen. We allowed it to happen. We didn't have to. We had the absolute right by law to fuck shoot their ass down. You can't enslave us. You cannot violate our fucking law. You commit treason and sedition. That's a fucking death penalty. Sorry, you motherfucker. But then, you know, they couldn't have fucking played this game and had started the civil. Now I hear everybody bring up civil liberties. So, no, we don't have civil liberties, motherfuckers. We have fucking absolute guaranteed individual freedoms and liberties. Rights. Rights. Rights are without condition, you son of a bitch. I don't have to pay you to exercise a right. I do not have to take a shot to exercise a fucking right. I just exercise it because I can. And it is the highest fucking law in this goddamn land. And you will fucking respect it and you will fucking respect my fucking authority and my judicial authority. Fuck you. That's me. Well, what about the rest of you? What about the rest of you individuals out there sitting to me, listening to me right now? What's your fucking, where do you stand? I guess is what I'm asking you. Because that's the only way this fucking shit works. These son of a bitches that, you know, they're incorporated fucking militias in this country, they were a part of the fucking keeping you from actually rising up and fucking taking your rights back. You realize that, don't you? They were acting like there's militia in the country. Right? And people kept going, oh, it's pretty fucking bad. And God, it's pretty bad, but we got the militia. We got militia in this. The militia, they're going to come get them. No, they fucking ain't, because they're a part of it. They're the ones that originally took your goddamn fucking common law courts away from you so that they could rule over you. The corporate fucking elite in this country. Yeah, you have their Fortune 500. You could take that in your fucking bathroom and wipe your ass on it. There are people here that fucking make Bill Gates and these motherfuckers look like pulpers. But you never see the ones that are fucking wielding the real fucking power in this country. I mean, they've gone far to show you goddamn Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and fucking, what the hell's that other son of a bitch's name, Twitter motherfucker. They've gone to fucking show that they're trying to put it out there. That these guys, well, this is called mammon royalty, don't you know? And it's above your fucking rights, your fucking law. Your fucking goddamn ratified law of your people. It's above your jurisdiction. Our money holds sway over all. And if we say that you don't have any rights, well, here's the money right here that shows you don't. Boom! Will it stop bullets? It sure as hell won't, but people, fuck man, how many have been lured by it? How many have been lured by their lust for fucking mammon? How many are out there right now that fucking they know exactly what's fucking going on? But think that they're gonna skate by because I've accumulated enough mammon until I'm a part of the fucking game here. The people they're gonna keep are not gonna be people like you and me. Cause we're fucking a danger to them. The people they're gonna be, keeping are the ones that are like coming from Afghanistan, fucking Haiti, where the people know what a fucking slave, how a slave acts when he comes up to master. And they know how to, or the Chinese, they know how to kowtow. They know how to beg. And they know how to work from dusk till dawn for a fish head and a bowl of rice for the whole fucking family. And there wasn't a fucking wipe fucking the 7 billion down to 500 million or below. So, I mean, it's goddamn to not be seeing what we are seeing right now would be remarkable. But seeing it ought to make us just fucking just flatten these fucks. They aim to kill us. They're making no bones about it. They've declared war on our Bill of Rights, our autonomy, our freedom, our liberty. Our fucking ancestors didn't put up with it. They fought. We're pathetic. We really fucking are. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to call it a fucking show. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the word from the trenches on Patriot broadcast from the trenches. But man, I'm telling you, just like this shit here, I'm claiming my religious exemption. Well, actually, we can decide on that, sir. Our board can decide whether we're going to accept your religious exemption. Why? Because you're not fucking running it through the proper goddamn jurisdiction. They have removed your fucking jurisdiction, so now what you got left is that second fucking article. You get your fucking jurisdiction back, you get your courts back, and then you start hanging these son of a bitches, the ones that you don't have to shoot getting your fucking goddamn courts and your jurisdiction back. That is the word from the trenches.